This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, we're from the throne of grace. We come to you, hoping our servants, our mighty hands today, tonight, just to thank you and praise you for who you are. We thank you because you have seen fit, precious Father, that we're still here in the land of the living, that we're on top of the ground not on top of us. We are so grateful as we get out of the way that you may have your way here tonight. Hide me behind Calvary's cross, anoint this little clay, crown our head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. Let the anointing of the Spirit of God come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Please guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We bind up the devil and the redeeming force now in the name of Jesus. That you, precious Father, give us the right of way to uplift the name of Jesus, that souls may be saved and the kingdom of God may grow. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like you to open up to the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 13. We also will be looking at 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 23. And also in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 28. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. The word of God says in Philippians 2, verse 13, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 23, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray, God, that your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28 says, wherefore we receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord have a blessing on the hearers and the doers of his word. Just in the next few minutes, if I may, amen, hallelujah, if I may bring forth the word, I want to talk about, hallelujah, our unfinished business for God must be dealt with. Our unfinished business for God must be dealt with. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening to tonight, amen, we are in a pandemic. We are in a stay-home order from the governor. It's probably put into action all over this country as well as throughout the world. Amen. We are thankful and grateful to be alive here tonight. Amen. God is still in the miracle working business. He's still able and willing to meet our each and every need and to help us go through this time of pandemic, of quarantine. Amen? God is good. So tonight again, we are talking about our unfinished business for God must be dealt with. As born-again believers of Christ, we still have an assignment. Each and every believer of Christ has an assignment to do while we're here on earth. Here in the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 13, it says, "For it is God which worketh in us, in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure." We, even though we may be in a challenging time, again, during this pandemic, stay home order, we have to still be about our Father's business. We have to still pray. We have to still believe that a change is on the way. We still have to seek the Lord on a consistent basis. Seek him while he may be found. Draw nigh to him and he'll draw nigh to us. I just want to give you a words of encouragement tonight. So many people are unfulfilled as Christians today in 2020 because they are living with unfinished eternal business undone. They have come to understand that the reason they were saved, it wasn't just simply to escape the penalty of their sin. And not so, not only so they can enjoy the fellowship with God and with the saints. No, God our Father have saved us for such a time as this. He has saved you and I as believers of Christ in order for us to serve him and thereby to bring glory to his name. Child of God, until you find out for yourself that thing which God wants you to do, you will never know the fullness of joy that comes through serving Christ on a personal basis. In the book of 1 Thessalonians 5:24, it says, "Faithful is he that called you, who also will do it." God is the one that have called us for such a time as this. And we have to allow ourselves to humble ourselves in his eyesight, to let him take full control of our lives. So, believers of Christ, you have to come to the realization that ministry itself is not something you can do on your own and in your own strength, but it is something that God will do through you if you allow him to, by his Holy Spirit. You see, the Holy Spirit lives in you as a child of God, and it works through you in ministry as you make yourself available for God's use. You see, God has promised that if you would surrender yourself to him wholly and fully and allow his Holy Spirit, that he would accomplish ministry through your life to where you can be a blessing while we're here on this side of glory. You see, as Christians, as born-again believers, we're supposed to be the light of the world. We're supposed to be shining our light, letting our light shine in this dark, weary, wicked, and sinful world. The ministry that God has given favorite believer, whatsoever it is, whether it is teaching, Sunday school, or working in the kitchen, or helping with the youth group, or going on a bus trip or bus route, or even holding a Bible study during your lunch hour, at your workplace, or any other thing that God has given you to do. You see, it has already been preordained by God so that you should do it, because God promised he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He promised that he'll be with you if we allow him to lead, guide, direct our path. God has ordained it for you, even from the beginning of time. And he will accomplish ministry through you. So, believers of Christ, our unfinished business for God on a spiritual basis must be dealt with. Sometimes there are things which keep us from fulfilling our ministry while we're here on earth. One such thing can be slothfulness or being lazy, which is the temptation to do nothing. Believers of Christ, we must consistently keep fulfilling our God-given assignment that God has given us to do. Our God-given assignment cannot be done only sometimes. It must be done consistently and faithfully and be consistent and continually fulfilling it. And that's why our mind has to be made up that the world is behind us and the cross is before us. We must be about our Father's business. Jesus, excuse me, the author and finisher of our faith, he left us the prime example to follow after. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 9, it says, a brother offense is harder to be won than a strong city, and their contention are like the bar of a castle. So believers of Christ, if we are to live undisciplined life by doing no work for Christ at all, we are acting like busybodies going to and fro, gossiping. No, God wants us to be about his business. So do you remember this saying? We done heard it over and over again, that an idle man is the devil's workshop. Child of God, the devil doesn't have to get you as a believer of Christ involved in some gross immorality, wickedness, or immoral behavior. All the devil needs to do, has to do, is to give you to do nothing. And is doing, and in doing so, the enemy of our soul, the devil, has accomplished his task or his job. You see, the devil has this in mind. He only comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But thank God for Jesus. He came that we may have life, and we may have life more abundantly. So that's why, as a child of God, we should be grateful and thankful that God has called us in 2020, even during these times of trouble. God has called us for such a time as this, and he has equipped us and anointed us to do his work while we're here on earth. Jesus came down from heaven in the fashion of a man, and he showed us the way, the truth, and the life. He set the example. He set the bar for us to follow. He set the goal that we must obtain if we want to go to heaven. We got to get out of self. Put self on the side and get in alignment with God's will for our lives. We are the clay. He is the power. Let him break you, make you, stretch you, make you into, form you into the vessel that he wants you to be, that you may be his mouthpiece, his hands and feet, going about telling people about Jesus, letting them know there is hope. Hallelujah. When we look around in 2020, it seems so bleak. It seems as if we are defeated. But remember what the word of God says in Romans 8:28. But we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose. Believers of Christ, keep praying. Keep trusting. Keep believing. God is not a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he should repent. The Bible says that if we for us to stay encouraged, for us to be about our Father's business, being wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in the things of God. Because God knows that all things work together for good for them that love him and is called according to his purpose. So we all have a purpose and a job to do as born-again believers. Every believer of Christ that have totally, sincerely gave their life to Christ, God, by his Holy Spirit, he has equipped you and I with a God-given assignment to do while we're here on earth. Yes, we must look up to the hills from which comes our help. Our help coming from the Lord. Believers of Christ, if the devil, his job is, if the devil can keep you from praying, if he can keep you from fellowshipping, from service, from God's service, from witnessing for Christ, from giving of your time, talent, hallelujah, and finance, if he can keep you from teaching the word of God, if he can keep you from encouraging others, from being useful in the kingdom of God, then the devil has marginalized or degraded your stand for Christ. You see, the word of God says in James 4:17, therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Believers of Christ, our unfinished business for God must be dealt with. Yes, don't put off today for tomorrow, because today is the day of salvation. Today is the day to get right with God. Today is the day that if you have fallen short, come back to him. 1 John 1:9 says that we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Another thing which keeps us from fulfilling our ministry, if we are not careful, it is being selfish. Selfishness means only being devoted to or caring only for oneself, being concerned, being concerned only with one's own interests, benefit, and welfare. being concerned about me, myself, and I, not reaching out to others, getting in a selfish mode. If he can keep you focusing on you, then you can't be a help or a blessing to somebody else. So we must be mindful of this on a daily basis. We must pray, come before God, ask him to deliver us from that spirit of selfishness and to help us to go forward, to place more of the love of God in our heart so that we can get out of self and put selfish motives to the side and allow God, hallelujah, his mercy and grace to be extended upon our lives. That we can look at people's faults. We can look at people's faults and see that. We can overlook people's faults and see their need. See them through the eyes of God. Believers of Christ, when your plan supersedes God's will and God's plan, that is nothing but being selfish. Many Christians, even today in 2020, they never realize their ministry because they are too busy pursuing their own agenda, their own pursuit, their own plan, instead of God's will for their life. Yes, we have to remember when we gave our life to Christ, we're not our own anymore. We've been bought with a price. Our bodies belong to God. He is the one that is in full control. We must let him be. Take full control of our life. Another obstacle that may keep you from fulfilling your ministry here on earth for the Lord, it may be your spouse. It may be the one that you put yourself with and not God. You see, when God put people, a couple together, they will be on one in one heart, one mind, and in one accord. That's why the word of God says, don't be unequally yoked with an unbeliever. We must pray and ask God to direct us to the man that he has prepared for us. You see, when your spouse will not accept God's will for your life as a man or woman of God, it will become a big problem for you as a believer. Believer of Christ, the reality is that if you marry someone who cannot accept God's will for your life, you will either have to live with the reality that your decision has cost you the opportunity for fulfilling your ministry, or you are going to have to pray that God would change the heart of your spouse. Again, some people never fulfill that God had given a son because of their spouse. So we must consider everything. Bring it before God. Pray and ask him to lead, guide, and direct. Pray and ask him, if you're still single, to allow someone that he has prepared for you to cross your path. Be led by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Before you say, I do, pray about it. Ask God about it. God knows. He knows what's best for you. Bible says in Matthew 6:33, blessed seek first the kingdom of God, and everything else shall be added. We must put God first in everything we say and do. He must be a priority in our lives. Other people, they never fulfill their God appointment, given appointment and ministry, because they have settled for temporary earthly riches instead of being rich towards God and his promises for us. Beloved, our unfinished business must be dealt with. Another hindrance that keeps us thus far from fulfilling our ministry is being successful. In other words, neglecting spiritual riches, faith, or earthly friendly wealth. Yes, and we have an example of this in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verses 16 through 23. Here Jesus, he crossed paths with a rich young ruler. And it says, "And behold, one came and said unto him, talking about Jesus, the rich young ruler said, Good master, what good things shall I do that I may have eternal life? And Jesus said unto the rich young ruler, Why callest thou me good? There is none that is good but one, and that is God. But if thou want to enter into life, keep the commandments. Well, the rich young ruler, immediately he said unto Jesus, which Jesus said, which he said, Jesus answered, he said, thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Well, the rich young ruler, he said immediately unto Jesus, all these things have I kept from my youth up. So what lacketh I yet? Jesus said unto the rich young ruler, if thou want to be perfected, go and sell that thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasures in heaven, and come and follow me. But when the rich young ruler heard that saying, he went away sorrowfully, for he had great riches. That said Jesus unto his disciples, verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. Here, this rich young ruler, in his heart, he was caught up in financial gain. He was caught up in riches of the earth. He was caught up with wealth, because the Bible said that when Jesus told him to go sell all that he had and give to the poor, he couldn't do it. He stepped away from being saved that day. He stepped away because the riches, materialistic thing, had a hold on him. Even in this pandemic, as we see, there's still people even those that profess to be Christians, that is still holding on to this world, materialistic things. They are still running after their careers. They are still running for the six-figure paying job. They are still hooked up, tied up, tangled up in the riches of this world. See, we all have to get to that place. As a believer of Christ, we made the decision that the world is behind us and the cross is before us. We made the decision to come to Christ the way that we were, Torah, from the floor. We made the decision and we realized that God is in full control. And as we give him, as we gave our lives total and complete, ask him to take full control of our lives. Because we know without a shadow of a doubt that we can't do nothing without him. We know that the God that we serve, he is an awesome God. So here, after Jesus told the rich young ruler what to do, he came to the place in his heart and he made the decision to turn away the invitation to salvation. You see, the rich young ruler, he had a desire to do something for God. He had a longing to be used by God, to get right with God. But in the end, after he had a decision to make, and he had to really face up to what means the most to him, in the end, his earthly riches were more valuable to him than doing what Jesus asked them to do. Believers in Christ, some people, that's why we have to examine ourselves on a daily basis to make sure that we're in the faith. Because one little slip to the left or to the right can cause us to miss heaven. We must look onto the hills from which coming our help. We must be mindful that we are in this land, that we are just passing through, that we are, our mindset is on heaven, is on above. So we have unfinished business for God to do. Many Christians, again today in 2020, they have traded the temporary things of this world for the eternal things of heaven. Here, those that are still stuck here, they have made a decision just to stay stuck in the rut, thinking the way the world thinks. They have lost sight of the eternal life that is to come. Instead, they focus on building an empire for themselves here on earth, so that they forsake their role in the kingdom of God. What a position, a terrible position to be in. Earthly things will pass away. They're only temporal. But heavenly things, spiritual things, shall abide forever and ever. So people of God, the world defines success in terms of financial gain. But God defines success in turn of faithfulness. The question may be asked to every child of God to ask themselves is who? Who are you trying to please? Are you trying to please yourself, others that is here? Or are you, as a born-again believer, wants to please God? Well, the Bible says in Hebrews 11 and 1 that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Again, tonight we're talking about our unfinished business for God. It must be dealt with. You see, brothers and sisters in Christ, satisfaction with less than God's best is not worth missing what God has ordained for you. Satisfaction with less than God's best for a believer of Christ is not worth missing what God has ordained for you. You see, believers of Christ, a mediocre Christianity is never what Jesus intended for his disciples. Jesus' standard was higher, and his calling was costly. Jesus' demand upon the disciples were given in terms of lifting up one's cross, and following Jesus all the way to Calvary. And yet, we as followers of Christ have become at ease in Zion. We have come complacent and willing to allow someone else to do the work of the Lord, or even willing that the work should not be done at all. So, believer of Christ, many people claims to be Christian, which they are not. They're not really committed to Christ. Have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. Many of them have just enough of the gospel to ease their conscience and to give them a good feeling about themselves. But they have not enjoyed time for the kind of discipline, of discipleship that Jesus called for us to do. You see, these Christians have become so satisfied with less than what God's best requires. Believers of Christ, we must be determined, and we must do intentionally and intentionally to do the ministry that God has given for us to do. You see, God wants you as a child of his to blossom where you are planted. So wherever God leads you, there is where he wants you to serve. He wants you to serve in a way that only you can with his help. You see, many of us as Christians have been given a task that is unfinished by the Lord, and he wants us to complete it for him in the time that he has given us while we're here on earth. Bible says in the book of John 4, verses 34, and 34. It says, Jesus said unto the disciples, my food to do the will of God that sent me and to finish his work. In the scripture, prior to this, is when Jesus met the woman at the well and he gave her a one-on-one lecture and he told her about herself. She left and went and told others that she met a man that told her about herself. So people of God, our job, our calling, our gifts and talents, our skill and abilities, our purpose, our meaning, our focus, drive and energy, worship, are the real reasons for existence, so that the call, the care of the business for God is being taken care of. I'm going to say that again for those that are listening. People of God, our unfinished business for God must be dealt with. So we as people of God have to always remember our job, calling, gifts, talent, skills, ability, purpose, meaning, focus, drive, energy, and worship are the whole reason existing, so that the care of the business for God is being taken care of. Also here in the book of John chapter 4, verse 35, the B clause in the verse of scripture says, lift up your eyes and look unto the hills, for they are white and ready for harvest. Child of God, open your eyes. Sometimes you are so distracted with your own life, your own ideas, career, and hobbies, that you'll miss your whole purpose of being here on planet Earth. So we as believers of Christ, our purpose here on Earth are to worship God with all our heart, mind, body, and soul, and with our lifestyle that we are living. Live a life that is a life that is pleasing to God. And for us to win the loss, no matter the cost, our unfinished business for God must be dealt with. Hallelujah, now and forever. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, it says, wherefore, your reverend brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never stumble. Brothers and sisters of Christ, the fields that we are talking about are ripe for harvest. The fields, as we know it, symbolically, are represented by the world that we live in, the schools that we attend, the houses and home we live in, the jobs that we go to, the neighborhoods in which we live, and the churches in which we attend. So people of Christ, today in 2020, people of God, people in general, is looking for the real answers to the world problems that we encounter on a daily basis. Well, all I can say is this. All we can do is to tell the truth, speak the truth, and live the truth. As believers of Christ, let our lives be the message for the world to see on a daily basis. We have to make sure that our testimony, we have to make sure that our video lines up with our audio. Not leaving people in confusion, but living a stable life that's full of joy, mercy, and grace. Only by the grace of God are we kept. Beloved, our unfinished business for God must be dealt with. So as believers of Christ, unfinished teaching in the churches as we know, hallelujah, not talking about the building, talking about we as the church. You see, in church leadership, we must be taught consistently on the things of God that is pleasing for him. You see, we as the church, we need leadership to be complete in the area of unfinished business so we are able to know what we should be doing at this hour. That's a lot of people that say they go to church, but church is not in them. Scriptures, they know just enough to soothe their life. They know just enough to get by with. But I stop by to remind you, when we give our life to Christ, we're in it to win it. We're not in it halfway. No, we have to be in it God's way. All the way or no way. Because many of us have been given as born-again believers an assignment to do while we are here on earth. And our assignment is unfinished. So we must complete it. God has given us a set time here on earth to get his work done. So if we continue with our part, or as doing our God-given assignment, good things will result from it. Good things in a positive way. It will be that many spiritual hungry people will come to understand the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And many people, after hearing the word, they will embrace the truth. And many of them will live by the truth. So child of God, regardless of what office you may hold in the body of Christ, always teach in accordance with sound doctrine. Always teach the word of God according to what is written. So people of God, it is all about making sure that people are taught the truth, that they hear sound doctrine. Because sound doctrine will bring to the individual sound doctrine, it does not ruin our lives, but it brings help to us, to our family, our friends, and it also strengthens them. Sound doctrine, it will bring forth involvement of the old with the younger ones without separation. Sound doctrine, it will bring forth unity. And not disunity. Sound doctrine will bring. It will bring unity and not disunity. Sound doctrine will bring light spiritually. Fullness of life, not spiritual death. It also will bring into our lives a servant attitude and not a self-centered attitude. Sound doctrine will bring freedom from the bondage of sin. It will bring action of love and not hatred. Sound doctrine also will bring forth hope and not hopelessness. It will bring forth peace and not chaos. It will bring forth forgiveness and not unforgiveness. So, believers of Christ, our unfinished business for God, it must be dealt with. Our unfinished business for the church, but continuously be done. I just hope and pray there was something that was said tonight that will bring encouragement to your soul. Always remember this, for it is God which is working in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. According to Philippians 2 and verse 13, also in 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 23, and the very God of peace, he will sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, that your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved, blameless, unto the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hebrews 12, verse 28 says, Wherefore we receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably, with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you that your word will not return to you void. We thank you that your word will accomplish what you will. We thank you that because your word is already settled on earth as well as in heaven as well as here on earth. Your word, you look over your word to perform it. You honor your word above your name. And for that, we are grateful. Heavenly Father, as I bring this teaching to a close, I ask that right now that the Holy Spirit of God would just rest upon the word. Draw people, those that are unsaved, draw them to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The word of God said in Romans 10:13, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If that's you tonight, don't put up for tomorrow what you can do today. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day for you to give your life to Christ. Today is the day for you to throw both hands up and come forward. Humble yourself. Repent of your sin. Give it over to God with a sincere heart. Come to the foot of the cross. Let God know how sorry you are for the sins that you have committed. And as you make a confession of faith and a belief in your heart, Bible says in Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, that you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and you believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, for which your heart you believe on the righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. We thank God for his word. We thank God for you tonight. We thank God for those that will be listening to this tape at a later date. We just pray and we just thank them. There was something that we said that would bring encouragement to your soul. From this day forward, in Jesus' precious and holy name, we pray in accordance with his will. This day. Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen. God bless you. Pops, a great word. We hope that something has been said that you can use in your everyday life. And if there is something that you would share with your friends and family, as well as the telephone number, 347-826-9424. Share that number with your friends and family and have them join you every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time to listen to this Word of God. We appreciate you. We thank you for joining in our broadcast the 2 days of the week that we are on live. We just want everyone to know Jesus like we know him. And in order to do that, you have to study his word. And you have to hide it in your heart. Please, again, join us every Tuesday and Friday. If you would like to contact Apostle Tebow or myself, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. We'd love to hear from you. Questions, comments, topics you'd like to discuss. If you'd like to help further the ministry, you can also sow a seed. All things are appreciated, prayers, everything. Appreciate you. God loves you. We love you. And again, we pray, Lord willing, you'll be back with us on Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless. We love you. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Stay masked and practice social distancing. God bless you.